News Network. It's time for Real News.
Without the spin.
The only place you'll find it is at TNN.
The Truth News Network.
Here's your political ringmaster.
Your host,
Dan Newman.
Ringmaster, definitely appropriate tonight, talking about a circus at the U.S. Justice Department. Title of today's show, Crisis at Justice. How much more is necessary until someone in charge sounds the alarm? The Department of Justice is in shambles, including the FBI. Shambles, you may ask? Well, yeah. Let's look at senior staff departure so far during the Trump administration from the Justice Department, including the FBI. Let's start with the FBI, of course. James Comey, director, was fired. Andrew McCabe, deputy director, was fired. Peter Strzok, counterintelligence expert, fired. Lisa Page, attorney, demoted and then resigned. James Rybicki, chief of staff, resigned. James Baker, general counsel, resigned. Mike Cortan, assistant director for public affairs, resigned. Josh Campbell, special assistant to James Comey, resigned. James Turgau, executive assistant director, resigned. Greg Bauer, assistant director for the Office of Congressional Affairs, resigned. Michael Steinbach, executive assistant director, resigned. John Giacalone, executive assistant director, resigned. That's 12. 12 have either been fired or resigned at the FBI. Well, how about the Department of Justice? Sally Yates, Deputy Attorney General, was fired. Bruce Orr, Associate Deputy Attorney General, twice demoted so far with other actions pending. David Loftman, Counterintelligence Chief, resigned. Rachel Brand, Deputy Attorney General, resigned. Tricia Beth Anderson, the Office of Legal Counsel for the FBI, demoted or reassigned, don't know yet which. John Carlin, Assistant Attorney General, resigned. Peter Kadzik, Assistant Attorney General, Congressional Liaison, resigned. Mary McCord, Acting Assistant Attorney General, resigned. Matthew Axelrod, Principal Assistant to Deputy Attorney General, resigned. Preet Bharara, U.S. Attorney of the Southern District of New York, was fired along with 45 other U.S. attorneys. Sharon McGowan, Civil Rights Division, resigned. Diana Flynn, Litigation Director for LGBTQ Civil Rights, resigned. Vanita Gupta, Civil Rights Division, resigned. Joel McElvain, Assistant Branch Director of the Civil Division, resigned. Keep in mind, there are quite a few others who are on the watch list for potential demotions, firings, and retirements from both agencies. And it's very possible there are those not yet on this list because, for security reasons, they have not been announced. So, where I come from, there's an easy question to ask here, so we'll ask it together. What the heck is going on? It seems that almost daily, new revelations about wrongdoing, insubordination, borderline illegal activities of many at the FBI and Department of Justice find their way into the news. It makes great stories, great headlines. The mainstream media love it. Why? Because it talks about or seems to talk about discord in the Trump administration. And of course, they eat that up. But Americans, everyday Americans, are rapidly losing confidence in the Department of Justice and the FBI. It gets more difficult by the day to believe that this Justice Department has always been, at least until now, the most proficient, most successful, and most important legal system of any country on earth. What has become apparent to many is that the decline of credibility and integrity of those at the top of both agencies is nothing new. It apparently began years ago. if not during the Clinton or Bush 43 administrations, then certainly during the Obama White House years. And those from the Obama administration are appearing daily to have been deeply involved in the most egregious of the instances of wrongdoing that are being exposed today. That causes many questions to be asked by Americans of Department of Justice leaders. And here's a list of just a few of those. How long has this been going on? Who at the top was involved and is involved and may be responsible for these illegal and inappropriate actions? How deep does this evil go? Who in the Obama administration was involved? How far up the chain of authority in Obama's White House did involvement in this go? Who in the Obama White House knew about it all? Was U.S. national security breached in any way? If so, by whom? Who in the U.S. was responsible and who was involved? If involved, what role did President Obama play? Did he, as president, authorize any or all of the actions, some of which are illegal, taken by the Department of Justice and the FBI? Was Obama involved in the FISA warrant process to authorize surveillance of the Trump campaign? If he wasn't involved, did he know about it? If he knew about it, did he approve it? When did the Obama administration first obtain knowledge of Russia's attempts to hack into the U.S. election system? Remember, in the fall of 2016, September, President Obama, in that famous Rose Garden video, chided then candidate Donald Trump, who said elections had been rigged and the 2016 election might be rigged. And Obama said, there is nobody with any reason at all that believes hacking has taken place in the past in U.S. elections and that none is going to take place in the 2016 election. He changed his tune later. If there was, as we know now, at least according to intelligence agency reports, attempts by the Russians to hack in and impact the U.S. election in 2016, what was done about that election interference or attempts to interfere? Are details available of contracts or agreements between the Obama Department of Justice and outside vendors and any compensation for anyone for, quote-unquote, assisting the enactment of those contracts? Who, if anyone, in the current Department of Justice or FBI has communication with Obama or any former Obama administration individuals? Who at the Department of Justice or FBI authorized Clinton campaign individuals to receive immunity during the investigation of the private email server used by Hillary Clinton and also the Clinton campaign? Who at the Department of Justice or FBI determined all interviews of Clinton campaign folks and Clinton herself when they were to testify in the email server investigation did so without being sworn? Why has Attorney General Jeff Sessions not been removed? What, if any, investigations are underway by the Department of Justice regarding any or all of the wrongdoing mentioned above? Who has authority besides the president to fire Robert Mueller? Why has no one stepped in to assure Mueller stays within the guidelines of his appointment as special counsel? And if it is to happen, that is, keeping Mueller on the right track, who would that be? Folks, there are certainly hundreds of additional questions Americans have, with new ones coming every day about the apparent corruption in the current Department of Justice and the FBI, even as a department within the Department of Justice. Americans wonder more and more about corruption in past Department of Justices and how it impacted the nation then. We may never know that. What steps can and what steps should be taken at the Department of Justice right now? No doubt, opinions of what should happen are all over the spectrum of possibilities, almost universally. Americans want those in the DOJ and the FBI who are guilty of wrongdoing, collusion with outside sources, or are involved in any way to remove a duly elected president to be discovered, exposed, and immediately removed from their position, pending prosecution whenever appropriate. In fact, those steps should have already taken place at the Department of Justice. Some will say that the removal and or retirement or quitting by those on the list at the top of the story prove actions are being taken. But for most Americans, that step simply shows the tip of a probable iceberg of corruption and wrongdoing. Should the sixth floor of the Hoover Building, the administration floor, where all the top leaders of the Department of Justice and FBI office, should it be cleaned out totally? That question, if asked at the time of the Trump inauguration, would have been laughed at. But today, asking it certainly is warranted. Should it happen? There are those who will say that it is inevitable that those who remain from a previous administration are going to remain loyal to the personnel and policies of the past to the disadvantage of the new boss in town. And in many cases, that's true. However, the specialization and the magnitude of the task that must be performed by every department of the Department of Justice and the FBI certainly need continuity in every aspect so they can be successful. Replacing all senior management at every change of the guard at the White House would create a massive mound of problems while the new folks figure out what to do and how to do it. That is the purpose for many of the career members of the agencies to remain when the new administration takes over. But that practice comes with significant potential dangers. We're seeing many of those potential dangers become actual dangers, in many cases perpetrated by some holdover Obama Department of Justice senior staff members. I ask again, should President Trump clean house at the management level of the Department of Justice? We're going to get more into that, give you some thoughts, and ask you for some of your thoughts when we come back to the Truth News Network.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate, so you've been avoiding M&Ms.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&M's Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
Brooke Ellison is a surprising person.
When I was 11 years old, I was hit by a car and no one expected me to live.
She surprised people by living.
I've been paralyzed from the neck down and on a ventilator since that time.
And she surprised them by going to college.
Tomorrow, I will graduate from Harvard.
Determination. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
In a world of fake news, the truth will out.
TruthNewsNet.org.
Dan Newman.
I like that song, Barracuda. They're amazing, are the Wilson sisters. Back to our story, we're analyzing the viability of the Department of Justice, including the FBI, regarding all of the stuff that's going on right now. Let's continue. Remember when fired FBI Director James Comey, after his termination, stated that President Trump questioned him privately about Comey's loyalty to him? Comey thought the president's doing so was inappropriate, ill-advised, and somehow a conflict. With Comey's inappropriate actions being exposed after his firing, one could see how the president asking for the loyalty of his FBI director would make that FBI director uncomfortable. Comey's not one of the most honest people on earth. But let's just be factual about this. How can any president hope for his policies and ideals of operations in any department of government be implemented by departmental management if those managers and supervisors feel no sense of loyalty to their boss. That's not unreasonable at all. In fact, Americans who elect each president fairly expect his or her policies for which he or she was elected to be implemented wherever necessary. To do so requires cooperation and loyalty by those who take an oath of office to serve in those capacities. How could Comey or anyone else expect to not be requested to be loyal? Know this for sure. I promise you that Comey asked for, if not demanded of, loyalty from those in supervisory positions under him at the FBI when he was director, as did former Attorney Generals Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder at the Department of Justice, and former FBI Director Robert Mueller. You may have forgotten he was FBI director before Comey. Obama may not have asked for it or demanded it, but if he did not expect such loyalty, it was a huge mistake for the former president. Let's talk about something else. Accountability. Here's the success code for senior management's success in any business setting, including that of government. One. Whoever leads the pack, in this case it would be President Trump, details a master plan, a policy plan, for all members of senior management. He lays out the roadmap. Two, he requires each management member to determine what piece of that master plan is their responsibility to fulfill. Three, he makes certain the resources necessary for the success of each task are provided to each manager. Infrastructure, equipment, personnel, and that list goes on and on depending on the job. But the big guy's got to make sure that all of his management staff have everything they need to make the plan work. Four, make yourself available routinely to discuss progress of each task, any issues, potential solutions for those issues if they arise, and the status of completion timeline. Five, coordinate completion of each task with each manager all the way until completion. And six, here's the most important component of this process. Hold each manager accountable. They are to be accountable for management of their tasks, the process, and their final results. And if they don't do the job, holding them accountable means maybe they're analyzed and it's decided they don't have the capacity to do such work. Then you would either transfer them out of that position, fire them. But at any rate, what you would do is make whatever changes are necessary to plug that hole with someone who can get the job done and can stand the accountability that goes along with it. I don't think Lynch, Comey, or Obama used this process of running the FBI or the Department of Justice, believe me. Eric Holder certainly did not. He didn't even hold himself accountable. So this all boils down to this one thing. Should President Trump clean house at the Department of Justice and the FBI? Donald Trump's a really smart business manager. He knows this process better than I ever could. It is the federal government and the bosses being you and me that makes the process of personnel management somewhat convoluted. But here's the only important piece of this process. Donald Trump was elected to achieve each of the promises he made to voters during his campaign. And he needs to do just that. We, as his ultimate bosses, with our votes, are going to hold him accountable. He's got to get the job done. That means it all goes downhill from him. His managers, department heads, cabinet members, voters need to and will hold the president accountable, then he must hold his managers accountable for carrying out their individual task and how that fits into the master plan. That may mean the termination of some, and we've seen that already. That happens in every administration, and it happens in every successful business. But the president of the U.S. must make certain operations of the most important two administrative departments in the executive branch of government run smoothly, honestly, and on track with the implementation and practices necessary to achieve their stated goals. That, of course, the Department of Justice and the FBI. I think there needs to be a carefully planned and coordinated house cleaning at the DOJ and the FBI, at the senior level. There are honest and reliable managers in each department that, if identified, empowered, and put in place, could help those in the Trump administration to make such a move seamlessly and as painlessly as possible. Doing so would rid the nation of the corruption and self-dealing that seems to be running amok at both places. It would also give rank-and-file employees there confidence that this president really is committed to guaranteeing voters every member of his administration is going to do the right thing, the right way, every time. That's what's missing in today's Department of Justice and FBI. There's no trust. And the reason there's no trust is trust must be earned. Authority can be delegated, but trust has got to be earned. How do you earn trust? You do what you're supposed to. You do what you say you're going to do. And all of the responsibilities you have, you take care of, including delegating authority and holding those it's delegated to accountable for completion of those tasks. Are Attorney General Jeff Sessions and FBI Director Christopher Wray the right people to head such a cleansing? You know what? That's something I can't determine. I could give you an opinion, but it wouldn't be based on facts simply because we don't know what the heck goes on in the Hoover building every day. We don't know who's doing what. I ask the question all the time, what the heck is Jeff Sessions doing? But one thing is certain, President Trump has access to all that information that he can use to determine if such a cleansing is necessary and justified. If the conclusion from that information is for a cleansing to take place, President Trump should have instant access to whatever resources are necessary to complete it and to guarantee that during that change, whatever change it would be, no effectiveness at the FBI or any other part of the Department of Justice is lost or watered down. Change just for change is seldom good for anybody. But change every time and any time it is warranted is not only good, but it's imperative. And of course, you probably, during this analysis, when we talked about a cleanse, you probably said, oh my gosh, if something like that happens, the media would excoriate President Trump. Well, you know what? You and I know that. So does he. And don't think for a moment that through his however many years it is, 45, 50 years in business, running some of the largest companies in the United States, he hadn't already found that out. Getting rid of problems, especially when those problems are people, is seldom well-liked. And those who make those decisions are not in the place to make those decisions on a popularity basis. They do it for the sake of the company. And in this case, who's the company? The people of the United States of America, you and me. And the president must do what's best for us, the people. Well, that's going to wrap it up today at the Truth News Network. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back. Stay tuned. There's more coming on the Truth News Network.
No identity politics, no political elitism. Read and hear the truth, always sourced from facts. This is TNN, the Truth News Network, right here at dnewman.org.
I got a pain in